Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible. And we are thrilled to have in studio with us Chris Cope. She is the executive director of Hastings Family Service. And gosh, it's been a while since I've seen you in person. I'm so glad to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Well, it is great to be back in person, Mo, as we have been doing these interviews for a year and a half over the phone.
I know.
And
I know.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same. And the thing is, we have continued our interviews for a year and a half.
We have.
Because your business did not shut down. You kept helping people. You found new innovative ways to really bless this community with all the goods and services that you have. So thank you for doing that. It's been tough for everybody, hasn't it?
It has been tough. And we all have to give grace to every business in this community and in our nation, because we've all had to change the way we do our work. And for many of us, we've learned new and innovative ways, as you said, and those ways are here to stay. And, so we're grateful for the things that we've been able to glean from this pandemic, because some of the things that we're doing, we may have never even attempted. And we're so grateful that, our mobile program will be up in full operation and we'll be out delivering food in the community to seniors and to the schools and to the rural communities. And, you know, that's always been on our radar and something we've talked about, but this made us move forward and make it happen. And so, I'm so proud of this team that I work with. When I look at everything has been accomplished in the last year and a half.
It's exhausting to think about.
Well, it really is. It's extraordinary. It's like, how the heck did all that happen? And I have on my Meals and Wheels shirt that says, can't stop, won't stop. And this was Metro Meals and Wheels is a membership organization that supports the Meals and Wheels programs in the Twin Cities. And they created these cute little t-shirts. And it's true. We all have, in the nonprofit sector and in any sector, we can't stop and we won't stop. KDWA didn't stop.
Nope.
They continued to broadcast and get that important vital news out to our community. And, none of us have done it perfectly, and sometimes we've made mistakes. But when we look back, we can all feel proud of where we are today. And, I'm proud of where we are today. So, yeah.
And I think about some of your drive-through events. Actually, they're a lot more efficient, I think, in many ways.
For sure.
And you think that things like that will continue also?
Yes, definitely. The drive-through will be, the great thing the pandemic has done is helped us, figure out the logistics of how to distribute food in multiple ways. And many of those ways are here to stay. The drive-through will be an option. So people will get to choose. Do I come into the building and shop and pick out my own produce and my own meats and my own everything, or do I want the convenience of the it's more of the
Instacart way?
Yes, the Instacart. Yeah, it's a standard pack, and it's all packed for you, and you just pull up and it's loaded in your car and you're on your way. There's just choice, more choice. And the Market Express is a program that came out of the pandemic. I don't know that if we would have gotten there or not, but in addition to coming for your regular once a month shopping trip, you can come twice a month to this and get this smaller express pack, and it's just kind of a partial size of the full food order. And for many of our families, we found this is more convenient for them. They don't need 14
a month's
bags.
Worth of food.
Yes, exactly. It's a lot of food. I mean, when I look at how many bags of food go out with a food order, it is a lot. And, a small apartment or a single person, they don't want quite that much. They don't need maple syrup every single month. They don't need peanut butter every single month. And so they can get that smaller order, and it's just better fit for them. And we're seeing that as just a really, really efficient way to kind of meet people's needs differently. So, yeah, last week we did have our Market Express. That was last Thursday and Friday. And last week was probably one of the busiest weeks in our history. It was just crazy. Yet prior to that, the month was really quite quiet. So I don't know what it was, the end of the month. So that's a typical time. I think we're starting to experience some of the moratoriums have been lifted, like the eviction stay has been lifted. So people are being evicted. there are programs out there. They require the wherewithal to navigate the system, the government system, to get the relief. Some people might not have that, or they just can't do it. There are others that choose not to. There's other times where maybe the landlord doesn't want to cooperate because maybe they just don't want that person living there anymore. And so there's just a lot of nuances. So we're hearing from people that are being evicted right now. We know that the unemployment, $300 a week, was also ended. And so we think maybe that's why we had a huge uptick last week. Where today the phone was ringing off the hook as I left. We don't have a receptionist today. So everyone was answering the phones. And I happened to be in a meeting prior to this. And I was feeling guilty because I could see the phones lit up and I couldn't get to them. But so we'll probably continue to see an increase as we get through the end of the year, as some of those programs that were just so lucrative, so supportive, so generous during the pandemic have now come to an end. And so families that were getting by might be having a more difficult time. And so there's still plenty of programs out there with the credit for MNsure right now for working couples. That program is really, really generous right now. There's also an increase in SNAP dollars that was a COVID-related increase, and now it's a permanent increase, so we're grateful to see that. And then that child care credit is really huge. I mean, $300 a child for an income-eligible, and the income cap is quite high. I mean, I know friends of mine who get that credit, and that's $600 a month. I mean, that's when you have kids in daycare. Hey, that helps a lot. And so there's still a lot of dollars out there that are helping families, but there are other families that are starting to really kind of feel the drain of such a different time with the pandemic. And so so I think our challenges are still kind of coming down the pike. You know, food shelves across the nation have seen a reduction. Even though you see in the news, I don't know where this is.
A reduction in giving?
Reduction in demand. Because there's so many new food programs out there that never existed before. So there was the CEBT, I think it was called the Children's EBT. That's $300 per child. It was just a one-time $300 per child. That was something new during the pandemic. I mean, just here in our own community, you know, the Y has had two different food programs, and one of them is still operating where you can go and get dry goods every single Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Our friends at Our Saviors have increased their curbside pickup to a hot meal from once a month to twice a month. Plus, they have an in-person hot meal they're doing. They had a once a month Be Our Guest kind of event like C's and United Methodist had, but now they've expanded to three times, you know. So there's just a lot more opportunities for people. And, you know, our kids in school all get free hot lunch this year. That's huge. You remember, Mo, what it was like to write that check out every month for two kids. It was I remember thinking, ooh, I hate writing this check out. So what a great benefit that is. And so there's still a lot of resources out there to support families. And so we're grateful for that. I think, you know, we're going to continue to, those will continue to dissipate. And then
you'll see a demand.
We'll start to see the demand kind of change again. So, you know, we're blessed in this community because we've always been able at Hastings Family Service to respond to the environmental changes, whatever they are. And this community always walks alongside us and helps us do the work so that we can continue to do what it takes. And you know, it's a privilege to do that. And speaking of that, Gobblegate is
right around the corner.
It is.
And it's hard to believe.
Oh, and we're so excited because last year Gobblegate was not able to happen, and we totally understood. And amazingly enough, sponsors still sponsored, and we weren't planning on anything, and we got over $50,000 because generous people in our community said we still want to
give
to
this. We're going to do our own Gobblegate.
Yeah, or just really it was more the business sponsorships. There's 170 different businesses that sponsor Gobblegate, and just this week the invoices went out to the past sponsors, and this will be the kind of the telling tale now as to who will come back and be able to join the sponsorship, but it's looking really exciting. I know people are so excited to be back together, and this is a safe way to do it because we can all be outside and we can give thanks on Thanksgiving together. And so we're in the early planning stages right now, and just due to everyone's schedules, Hastings Family Service is getting a little bit more involved this year, which is just exciting because so much of it has just been done, you know, just tirelessly and selflessly by those four organizers, Jay Kochendorfer, Brian Radke, Mary Fassbender, and Stacia Piney. And Stacia Piney, I want to just do a shout out to her because she's officially made the decision that with her job and everything that she does, she just doesn't have the capacity to continue on. So she's been working very closely with Maria Slavik, our communications person. And they've just launched a new website that went live this week. And it was time for a new website for Gobblegate. And Stacia kind of got it all set up. So it's definitely that all the pages aren't quite, they're still under construction, so to speak. Like we don't have the course map up yet, but I'm looking on the website right now. If you have a chance, there's some great photography of some locals and some great drone shots and some great turkeys and Mercy the turkey, and we're really excited to see.
So the web is still gobblegate.com.
Correct. Yes, and we're really excited because this year Gobblegate's being presented by our lead sponsors, Smead and Vermilion Bank. And so we're just super excited. This is the first year for Smead, and Vermilion has been a lead sponsor for many years now, and as long as I can remember. And so we're so grateful to John Papel and the staff over at Vermilion Bank. And Casey, also from Smead, Casey Avent, is our contact there. And what a wonderful thing they do to kind of just offset everything and to kind of set the pace and set the pace of supporting this event. And, you know, this event is, we're expecting that we're really expecting a big turnout this year, with over 2,000 runners typically is what we've seen. It's the Twin Cities' largest Thanksgiving Day race, and we are so grateful because the Walk to End Hunger is a race that was established maybe 10 years ago at the Mall of America, and it is a collaboration of many different food shelves who come together on that day, and many of our neighboring counterparts are part of that race, and they might raise $20,000, and they work really hard to make it happen. Here in Hastings, Gobblegate raises, you know, $120,000 on average, over $1.5 million since the inception. And so all of our food shelf partners that participate in the Walk to End Hunger always say, so what do you guys do differently? Like, why? How come we don't raise that much money? I go, because it's not Hastings. That's always my answer, you know, because it's not Hastings. And, you know, and I think anybody that's done Gobblegate will admit that the community spirit is just heartfelt. You physically feel it when you participate on Thanksgiving Day. And most people do it the first time and say, this will be our tradition for many years to come. And, you know, the tagline for Gobblegate is, it is the most fun day of the year. And I think so many people say, I just see everybody. I get to, you know, I see, you know, people see their high school friends or family comes together. And it's, you know, just a great way to start your day and burn off some calories. And it really is quite the event. And I'm on the website right now as we're on the radio here, just looking at people high-fiving and people running under the bridge and people in turkey tutus and our Mayor Mary there in her official Gobblegate yellow vest.
So it's going to be this year on Thursday, November 25th. It starts at 8:30 a.m. Registration you can do ahead of time online. Is that correct?
Correct. And one thing new this year is everything is online, so there will be no in-person registration. And this is a COVID precautionary, but also it's kind of the way of businesses conducted today. It helps with just streamlining registration, and so there will not be paper
paper registrations at Cub and Coburn's as there traditionally had been. Mary always had them at MDK. We always had them at Hastings Family Service. That will not be available. So registration is open through November 7th, and the 8K is $30, the 3K is $10, and then the family 3K is $30, where you can register anywhere from 4 to 10 immediate family members living in the same household. And so that's a great way for a family to sign up. And so so early registration is open, and we encourage you to look at that. And I know, as I said, the sponsorship invoicing has gone out, so if sponsors have questions, they're welcome to call Hastings Family Service at 437-7134, and we can answer any of those questions. And we are going to have the same race day pickup locations as we've had before. You can go to the running room the night before, the running room on Monday and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, the 25th, we'll be up at the Onion Grill as always. So there's opportunities to volunteer. There's opportunities to participate. And if you have any other questions, just go to gobblegate.com and go to the contact tab, and you can send us an email, and we'll promise to get back to you very, very quickly.
So is the Gobblegate tab underneath, is it going to be underneath your website
It is.
It's a separate.
Yes,
okay.
But there is a link to it on our website. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's up there right now. But, yep, it is a separate domain. And so because so much of the, I don't understand how, Stacia can tell you this, but I don't know. We talked about that possibly being an option because we have a new website as well. But it looks like because of the way traffic comes to a site, it's best to just keep it its own. So, yep, it's a separate entity. Gobblegate.com.
And I know that you mentioned the whole registration part that is going to be done now online. And there's a lot of questions that are answered. If you have additional questions, you can just go online to gobblegate.com. And there's a great Q&A section there as well. It's pet friendly. It's stroller friendly.
Fabulous. Thanks.
It's all good.
Call those all out, Mo, because those are good reminders, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bikes and rollerblades, though, are not allowed for this.
Correct.
It's, as far as an official race, it's not an official race. You know, if you're a super serious runner, but
right.
As they like to say, the real winner of Gobblegate is Hastings Family Service.
Yes, that is so correct.
So that's a good way of looking at it. You are still going to do t-shirts, and that's always fun to see what the t-shirt looks like each year.
Yep.
And those come along with your registration. So we hope people...
8K registration.
Yes, 8K. So I hope people go on gobblegate.com and check it out. And Chris, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming in today. This show is called Mission Possible. And we want to thank Chris Cope, the director of Hastings Family Service. And if you have any questions about Hastings Family Service, you can always call them also at 651-437-7134. And you are listening to another edition of Mission Possible on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.